who's back? Early, actually. Basically, I felt a bit bad because pretty much all of the things that I read and talked about on today's podcast were kind of depressing. So I was like, let me do a quick bonus episode, you know, with some stuff that isn't super upsetting to hear about. So that's what this is. His brow furrowed as his eyes that had seen and collected the wonders of the world fell to the floor. He asked me why I wanted him. I took the hands that had spent more nights alive and exploring than I had had days on this earth. I told him that I wanted someone who knew how to love me. He has loved me with tenderness, with curiosity, with ferocious passion that he thought he had lost. And I know nobody else could love me the way he taught me I deserve. I really feel like I've read that on my podcast before, but I've just gone back and I've literally like hand checked. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like I've manually gone through every single segment of every single podcast, and I haven't. I feel like I have. I don't know. Maybe it's quite possible actually that I recorded it and I just never actually, you know, included it in anything. And so somewhere on my phone is a random segment of me reading that and then never having uploaded it. But, you know, anyway, it is something that I'm quite fond of. I really liked it. You know, I kind of wrote it about, you know, the kind of relationship where you want to make sure that the other person knows how you feel and that it is real for you. And, you know, because sometimes I think some people can be like, oh, maybe they don't actually like me, you know, why would they like me? So you just have to kind of remind them, you know, hey, you're super cute, shut up, you know. Perhaps less aggressively than that, perhaps not, who knows, it's up to you, live your dreams. Clouds sit pretty, bathed in blue, in my reach if I'm on your shoulders. I don't want to traipse back to the trap of being lonely, with frail elderly skies and nothing to reach for. The water I wept was blue, and so was I. But we could be two if you want us to. Thought of that as like a very, you know, kind of polite and kind of cutesy way of saying, get your shit together, we're both hurtling towards death, do you want to be in this or not? You know what I mean? Because like sometimes you just gotta be like, if you want to be all up in this, get it together, you know. Get over here, you know what I mean? You kind of feel like Scorpion from Mortal Kombat. It was Scorpion that said that, wasn't it? Get over here. But like, you know what I mean? Like sometimes you just need to say it. You just need to be like, you know, are we doing this or not? But you know, sometimes you want to say it in kind of a cute, you know, kind of flowery, nice way. Because then if it doesn't work out, then you can just be like, no, I was just writing poetry. I wasn't talking to you. Shut up. And it's fine. Thank you. The Ferris wheel has closed her ever-lit eyes because she thinks nobody's watching. It's probably late, but we're ignoring hours. I've got your kiss. It's clarity I never thought I'd have. I'm still here. No, I promised myself I'd go. And I'd like to say I tried. I'd also like to stay. We both know which I did. And your hand holds mine. It holds me up. Above an ocean that reflects what I have. My eyes sparkle and shower at the sight. And in this moment, I see all I'll lose to make you mine. Sunken in the sand and out of my mind. God knows where the sea ends up. They probably know where we will too. In your embrace, I have all I wanted, and you are all I dreamed of. And this night is ours. That was originally like the centerpiece, as it were, for Drowning in Us. But then I ended up, you know, kind of scrapping most of what I had because I was changing direction. So I was doing other things. But I remember very specifically writing that one because I was, oh God. It was a lovely night. I had a lovely time. I was walking down by the beach and there was lights everywhere and it was very beautiful. And because they keep, well, sometimes they do, I don't know. but they keep the lights on sometimes on, you know, like, when you're walking down, you can see the lights at the tower and everything like that. And they're on until like around 12, maybe, I think. Anyways, so I happened to be walking and I saw the lights at the Ferris wheel go off. And I was like, oh, well, that's quite striking. That was quite lovely. And then it just, I don't know, it's like the night just suddenly felt like more kind of like secret, intimate. And I was like, ooh. There's nobody here, oh my God, it's a secret. I mean, there were actually still quite a lot of people walking around, so it's not like, you know, suddenly everything was like a private moment or anything, but it felt that way, and it was nice. And so I just sort of stopped and, you know, wrote a poem, as you do in the middle of the night, and, you know, and I think I just carried on wandering around for a bit. And it's weird because, you know, when I'm at home where I live in the south, are you going to catch me walking around writing poems in the middle of the night? No, absolutely not. Won't do it. Will not do it. You know what I mean? Will you catch me outside after 5 p.m? No, not really. No, I'm joking. But like, you know, I wouldn't like wander around like late at night or anything by myself down here because, I mean, you never know what's going to happen. But for some reason, like, just, I don't know, maybe it's because everything's all bright and lovely. And so it's fine. And I figure, you know, nothing bad's going to happen to me here. You know, I mean, they come here for Strictly Come Dancing. What's the worst that could happen, right? So it's weird, I guess, but okay, before I get on with the next, like, segment of the podcast or whatever, this is a real, like, positive episode. It's like a bonus episode and it's going to be real positive. So, some of you remember I did this on an earlier episode. I'm going to do it again because this is, as far as I'm concerned, the most positive thing I can do, okay? I'm just really happy that I exist in a timeline where goats do. Like, imagine being born and they were extinct. Like, what would be the point? Anyway, I'm gonna, like, read a poem now. You tie my stomach in knots, and you're tied to my soul. So lock me up for the rest of our lives, and let's tie one more knot to keep us together. It's actually kind of weird because, I mean, that poem is basically proposing to a person, I think. I mean, I find the phrase tie the knot weird, and I recently discovered what it actually means. I say recently, it was actually several months ago, but whatever. My grandparents renewed their wedding vows in Gretna Green in Scotland, and apparently as part of that, like, they tie your hands together as part of the wedding ceremony, right? Like, they tie it in a knot, right? Okay, and that's apparently where the phrase tying the knot originates from, and I think that's kind of cute. I think that's actually kind of cute, so that's quite nice. Yeah, we like that. The back of your mind is full of fairy lights, fantasies. There's a coastline on every corner, and the right kind of rain, so I bloom inside your brain and snake around your subconscious, snuggled close to your gallant gasps. The back of your mind is mine alone, where I stay hidden from my life and your wife. I'm the goddess of your guilty gaze and the things you keep under stuffy shirts. The back of your mind is a maze of me, your captive, tied down by my heart and tied up in our mess, but bound and breathless is where I am free. At the back of your mind. That's another one that I was like 90% sure I've already read, but it turns out I haven't. But I actually wrote that as kind of halfway inspired by a dream that I had, and half by something that a psychic said to me. But I can't really give you more detail on that for reasons. Just reasons. Anyways, but yeah, so I kind of, you know, came up with some things, and I just kind of put it all together, and, you know, eventually it became that. So that was good. I think sometimes you can just be somebody that someone thinks about, and you wouldn't know, because, I mean, most of the time if someone's thinking about you, they might not tell you, you know. And so you'll just be like wondering, like, oh my god, do they think about me? What's happening? Or like, there are some people you wouldn't even like expect to think about you, and then they do, and you're like, oh, okay, that's a thing that's happening. So it's just, sometimes I wish I could read people's minds, but I think I get myself in trouble, so maybe it's better that I can't, but it sure would be fun. Okay, so now I'm actually gonna kind of check out, because I have recorded, this will be my third episode that I've done today, because I did the one that went out earlier tonight, I did one for next week, and I did this one, just because I wanted to kind of record something a bit more positive than the one that went out earlier, because I know it was a bit, you know, heavy, so... so yeah, next week should be a bit more positive as well, I think. I don't really remember, but I'm sure it'll be fine. As usual, you can find all the information about me at my website, which is jennifermahon.com. You can find all my social media with the username at missjsquared. And if you're not sure, all of this information is already in the description of this episode anyway. So I think that's everything, you know. Just like, not to be, one of those unbearably smiley YouTubers about it, but live your dreams, you know. Just like, think about what you want and then just, you know, give it your best shot or whatever. Anyway, I am actually legitimately going to bed now, so good night, my love.